Good evening. Thank you very much for coming. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will start with opening remarks, and then we'll be happy to take your questions. Secretary General.
Prime Minister, I'm very pleased to welcome you for the first time to NATO headquarters. Norway is a staunch ally and a strong contributor to our alliance. In Afghanistan, your troops have done great work in training the Afghan security forces who are proving their capability every day. And your contribution in terms of funds and equipment to support the Afghan forces is significant. I also thank you for the contribution to our mission in Kosovo and for the leadership in providing the current flagship to our successful counter-piracy operation off the coast of Somalia. You also lead the way in many smart defense projects and in the Nordic Defense Cooperation Initiative. The North Atlantic Council saw this cooperation when we visited Tromsø and your joint headquarters at Bodø in the High North this past spring. And I also commend Norway's valuable contribution to furthering NATO's work on women, peace and security. So, in many ways, Norway is pointing the way for future NATO, which will be a key theme for our summit in the United Kingdom next year. An alliance which is equipped to deal with the full range of modern threats, deeply engaged with partners who share our interests, and committed to the collective security of our transatlantic community. So, Prime Minister, we have a very busy year ahead of us, and I really look forward to working with you in the months ahead to ensure our summit is a success. Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr. General Secretary. NATO has been the pillar of Norwegian security policy since 1949, and it will remain so. My early visits here reflects my government's high priority of NATO. We have discussed NATO's future ahead of next year's summit, how we can maintain a strong defense for the allies and enhance the political role of the alliance. Norway will take its responsibility in retaining NATO's ability to secure peace and stability. We will continue to take our responsibility in Afghanistan. Our concrete contribution to resolute support after 2014 will be decided when we have a final operation plan. Since June, we have deployed a frigate to NATO's Ocean Shield operation, fighting piracy outside Somalia. And as the General Secretary mentioned, smart defense is the key to more effective use of resources. It requires leadership, it requires commitment, and we are intending to be part of that leadership and commitment. We also develop our ability to operate together by increasing focus on training and exercise. This is in accordance with the Norwegian Core Area Initiative. Beside the military part of NATO, which of course is a very important part, NATO also remains a prominent forum for political dialogue. NATO's partnership is also an important item on the summit of agenda in 2014. Norway has a new government, but we have the same belief that as the former government, that for Norwegian security, our NATO membership is the core element. Thank you.
We'll start with Norwegian media, if you have any questions. NTB.
Yes, Anne Westbacker from the Norwegian News Agency. Mr. Rasmussen, for Afghanistan post-2014, what contributions do you want from Norway for the resolute support?
We have discussed the NATO mission to Afghanistan after 2014, and I have expressed the wish that Norway will be in a position to contribute to our training mission, our mission to train, advise, assist the Afghan security forces after 2014. As already indicated by Prime Minister, she promised to take it into consideration. I respect national parliamentary procedures, of course, but I hope Norway will be in a position to contribute to our mission after 2014. Furthermore, I have taken note of the previous Norwegian pledge to contribute to financing the Afghan security forces after 2014. The international community has a responsibility to contribute to financing the Afghan security forces, and I hope Norway will contribute to that financing.
Norwegian TV.
Mr. Fogh Rasmussen, there are rumours now that the Russian troops are prepared to enter Ukraine. How would you characterise the situation there, and are you prepared to act if something happens like that?
I have no information whatsoever that Russian troops should be prepared to enter Ukraine. In that case, of course, it would be in contradiction with all international obligations. We are following the developments in Ukraine with great concern. I encourage all parties to refrain from violence. I would like to stress that we have a partnership with Ukraine, and we expect our partners to live up to basic democratic principles, respect the rule of law, respect human rights, including, of course, the right to assemble and express yourself freely.
Maybe I could just emphasize that the situation in Ukraine is, of course, something we are all following very closely, and I think it's very important that the whole international community says one thing, and is the right for people to express their views against the government, as long as it's done peacefully, as long as it's done orderly, and that the police action on Sunday was excessive in correspondence to the type of demonstration that there were, but that Ukraine politicians should in fact not intervene into a peaceful demonstration like the ones we are seeing now.
We have time for one last question. AB.
Hi, Secretary General Ho. How surprised are you that President Karzai has not signed on to the BSA? And what will it mean for NATO if he does not sign? Will NATO troops be able to stay in there without the United States?
I do hope that President Karzai will follow the advice provided by the lawyer Dirga. The message from the lawyer Dirga was very clear, that a bilateral security agreement between the United States and Afghanistan should be signed expeditiously. Let me make one point very clear. It is a prerequisite for our presence in Afghanistan beyond 2014 that an appropriate legal framework is in place. If the bilateral security agreement between the United States and Afghanistan is not signed, we can't finalize a NATO legal framework. We will need what is called a status of forces agreement. And if the bilateral security agreement is not signed, we can't finalize the status of forces agreement. In that case, we don't have a proper legal framework in place, and it will not be possible to deploy a train advice assist mission to Afghanistan after 2014. That's, of course, not our preferred option. We are prepared to continue to assist the Afghan security forces, but it is a very clear message. We will need that legal framework to be put in place in due time.
Thank you very much. That's all we have time for, I'm afraid.